My friends, last week we kept talking about how Bob Ferguson signed the largest tax increase in Washington state history. Something that he did on Friday, I believe it was, so that way nobody would notice he actually did it on Memorial Day weekend, was to veto a bill that would find out why housing costs are getting so expensive. Gee, that's a real head scratcher. Now, mind you, this bill made it through the House and the Senate, made it to his desk, and he vetoed it, which means it had bipartisan support, because unfortunately we don't have enough Republicans to do anything on their own around here, which means they had some Democrat buy-in. Gee, why do you think the governor would veto a bill to find out the main drivers of high housing costs? Joining us now, Representative Mark Klicker from Walla Walla on the Warrior Injury Law Studio Line to discuss. Thank you so much for being here today, sir.
Hey, Ari, great to be with you.
So what's your guess on why he vetoed this bill?
You know, I should have guessed it. I should have guessed it a long time ago. This happened to me before when Inslee vetoed out sections of an FSEC bill that I did. But at least you know where Inslee stands. Ferguson will tell you one thing, but he goes around and does another thing. And so here we had incredible bipartisan support, and it went through both houses. We really, you know, it was going good. And then he takes it and he says, oh, we've had enough studies that we know what the answer is. But I'll tell you what, the studies that are ever done are by bureaucrats, by our agency officials, and they don't know how to dig into it. And my bill, I'll tell you, it really got down to the root of the problem, because it's the very, very people that experience it every day. They're the ones dealing with the issues, the regulations, the taxes, the energy issues, the labor issues, all the way across the board. They're the ones who will come with the information that will provide us answers. And that is what is so important. So it is so different than a regular task force or whatever it may be.
I'll tell you what, Representative Klicker, for a fraction of the price that you guys were going to spend on the experts, I'll do it for you right now. And you guys, you know, like $10,000 I'll take, maybe something like that, because I'm sure this would have cost a lot more. But let's do it this way. Number one, the amount of taxes they're putting on people. Number two, the lack of development they're allowing because of their onerous restrictions. Number three, the building restrictions themselves regarding green energy. And then they complain about the taxes from tariffs or whatever else it is. And they don't want to actually address that the Democrats have created the cost of living to be so high here. Boom, how'd I do?
Oh, you're just getting started. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
What's so crazy about it is the thing is the very person that vetoed the bill, he does not want to know the truth. He doesn't want to know the truth at all, because the truth is going to come back and it's going to haunt them, because people will be awakened after they see who caused the legislation. Who are the people that put the bureaucrats in charge? Who are the people that have created all these rules, regulations, taxes, everything that has come across the board for the last 15 or so years?
So,
and that's exactly what the issue is.
Right. So, Representative Klicker, where do we go from here? I mean, right now this thing got lost in the weekend news, especially the insanity out of Seattle with the riots and all the other fun at this Christian rock concert. So right now, I didn't see anybody in the mainstream media covering this at all. Is it time to really hammer them for not even talking about this?
You know, the media is no different than what we're seeing in our governor. They're going to tell you one thing, and then they're going to turn around and do just the opposite. Now, I've had interviews with some other smaller newspapers and different magazines that have a real concern. But you're not going to see it from the Seattle Times or some of our, you know, big networks or anything else, because they don't want to know it either. And so this is what we're up against. Now, we could see our legislature come back and vote to veto, override his veto. But will they do it? We'll see what happens. Is it worth me going ahead and reintroducing the bill again next year? I doubt it, because we know where it's going to go from there.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to reach out to his office for comment. I assume they don't get back to me, because they never do, because they don't actually want to address the truth. They have never gotten back to any of my requests for comment since they got into office, which shows you how transparent they want to be. Can't imagine why they would veto a bill that would analyze why the cost of living and the housing costs specifically are so high here in Washington State. Representative Mark Klicker, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ari.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.